I want to give a little praise. First of all, we've prayed for J.W. Little several times, and he went to the oncologist yesterday in Oklahoma City, and the tumors had shrunk some in his lungs.
Praise the Lord.
And he's supposed to get that infusion of Keytruda, I think, next week, which is an immune builder.
Yep.
And so Darren, my son-in-law, his son-in-law, J.W.'s son-in-law, had taken him to the city, and so I'm sure he was encouraged by that.
Yeah.
I don't know what other treatments he'll have to have after that, but anyway, yeah, that was an encouragement to him. Then we want to pray for Donna Townsend, who's having surgery today. And then also we want to pray for all the folks who are working with disaster teams. There's disaster teams everywhere, especially Jim and Mary Burns, who are with the Baptist Disaster Relief Group down in New Mexico. And then we want to pray for the family of Sharon Laxton, who passed to her final resting place this past weekend. And her family says, we know she is. We are comforted by the fact she's resting in the arms of Jesus.
Yes.
She was an Easter, Eric Easter at Sayre, part of his family.
Okay. Did you know, pray for Adam Pettit? His family, not Adam.
Right.
I mean Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Eric and Don Pettit. Sayre. They had, I heard six, but Jennifer Alexander told me there was eight. They were raising eight kids in the home.
I believe that's correct. We actually had a story about him in the paper that comes out today,
just,
I believe.
And he's just in his 30s.
Right. And he was waiting for a kidney.
Because he had to, I think he, well, it said he died, well, he ended up with sepsis, but probably his kidney quit working.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
thank you. A lot of things happen when you get sepsis. It just attacks your organs.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that family.
Yeah, and but I just saw that. Of course, Jennifer Alexander and just several people I know were friends of theirs. The Hunters know them. That's just heartbreaking.
It is.
She's
and
a young mother. With
Well, and they some of these kids are kids they've taken
in.
You know, she hasn't birthed that many. But
and it may be his and her. I don't know.
Well, I think they're children they've just taken into their home to help raise, you know.
But anyway, they're and taking care of these kids.
There is going to be a fundraiser and that they'd already planned to do.
You can give to the fundraisers. Mm-hmm. You can see it on Facebook or wherever. But she, it's just, my heart has just been burdened for Erica and that family. I think it's Erica, isn't it? Anyway, Erica Dawn, Dawn Pett, Adam Pettit's wife. Let's pray for her and her family. Continue to pray for Jonathan. He's healing, but he's doing good. But well, let's pray. Father God, we do thank you and praise you that you are the creator God of this universe. You're all powerful, all knowing, and as the angel Gabriel told Mary, nothing will be impossible with God. Lord, may we allow that to settle down into our hearts, into our being, into our minds, into all that we are. That our Father in heaven is a God of absolutely no impossibilities. You're able to take care of us. Oh, how that would comfort and thrill us, and we would be hopefully more pointed towards serving you and seeking you and being your witnesses to a lost world. Lord, I thank you for the JW's healing. Lord, I love J.W. I just pray, Lord, you draw him close to yourself. You just continue to bless him. And thank you for healing his body. Lord, Donna Townsend is having surgery today. Lord, we pray for the doctors. We pray for her. We pray for the surgery goes well. And we pray for healing and a speedy recovery. Lord, get her back to her family. Lord, our disaster relief team, our Southern Baptist disaster relief teams, like you said, Burns's some friends I know that were with us anyway on our team are in New Mexico and Arizona on Ashout. We've got teams in Seminole and places where the tornado hit. Lord, I just pray for them. You keep them safe. I pray for the team that our team with Scott Showers may be going this next week. So, Lord, I just I thank you and praise you for that team, all of our teams, for disaster relief. And the family of Sharon Laxton, Lord, I pray that you would be there, comfort them, and just thank you for the fact that they're thankful that she's resting in your arms. I thank you that we have that hope for all eternity. that, Lord, you're there waiting for us. Lord, I pray for Adam Pettit's wife and kids. I pray, Lord, that you would comfort them, you would provide for them. You know, my heart just breaks for them, Lord. Please provide, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to make this announcement. We've been announcing this for about a week or so, but it's for a really good cause. It's going to be a Saturday night live gospel jamboree at the Raiden First Baptist Church, and it's a Falls Creek fundraiser. It'll be Saturday, May 14th, so that's this Saturday from 5 to 7, or until the music stops.
Until the music stops.
Until the music
good.
Stops,
I like
yeah.
That.
You can call Tanya Thompson at 580-497-6979 if you'd like to participate in that. You can perform as many as two songs, and you need to call her by May 12th. So think about your musical talents and how you can help. This is a donation-only fundraiser. Kids are never the same after they go to Falls Creek. It makes a great difference in most all of their lives.
Yep. Amen.
Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue is another one of our sponsors. They have Sunday school 9:30 Sunday morning, church at 11, church again at 6. And they have prayer meeting on Tuesday night, and I've been saying 7 o'clock, and I saw Penny Sunday, and she said, actually, it's 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And she said, this last Tuesday, we prayed until 10 o'clock. So that is fabulous.
Amazing.
That is, yeah, that's fabulous. And then they have Bible study on Thursday night.
Forget about the clock.
That's right. The Refuge Church, which is non-denominational, is 3 miles west of Sayre on 152. So from the traffic light downtown Sayre, just go west 3 miles, and you'll see a little barn on the side of the road. And in that barn is a beautiful little worship center. They have Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, Sunday evening at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, and Wednesday youth group at 7. Pastor Tammy Bailey will bless you. If you need more information, you can call her at 729-0956. She was on our program yesterday. If you missed it, go back and watch Facebook. We call her Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. She reminds me of Juanice. I used to say when Juanice would come, she didn't need no microphone. You could hear her in Cheyenne without a microphone. And Tammy's a lot that way. Boy, she's a powerful little woman of God.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
We want to hear from some of our other sponsors now.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake. Focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Let us pray. Oops, we almost had the outro, but we're not ready for the outro because I know you have some more to share with us about obedience.
We'll get this going.
Yeah.
We can't. If we're not obeying Christ, we can't claim His promises aren't. God does not honor disobedience. God is a holy and righteous God. I know He's a God of love, and we're told that's all we need to focus on. But God, Jesus said in John 7:17, if you are willing to obey, you will know my teaching, whether it is of me or my Father. So if we're not really willing to obey, we're just spinning our wheels. A lot of folks, you know, let's get to the story. Micah in Ephraim, not that far from he could have made it to Jerusalem, but he's in the hill country of Ephraim. Found his mother gave him the money. They made these idols. The Danites found out about it. They're on their way north to find them another place to live, because they were too chicken or not able to get the Amorites out of their country. But it's still, they were the second largest army of the 12 tribes. 62,700 of these warriors in their army, and yet they were not willing to, they allowed the Amorites to drive them up into the hills. But then when they head back north with the army and get to Micah's place where the spies were, the priest meets them at the gate, the Levite, meets them at the gate, talking to them, and the five spies went into Micah's house, the story tells us, and gathered up the gods, the ephod, and all of his gold stuff, and all of his shrines and everything, and they headed out. And he asked them, when he saw them coming toward the gate with the gods, he said, "What are you doing?" Then they said to him in verse 19 of chapter 18, they said to him, "Be silent, put your hand over your mouth, and come with us. And be to us a father and a priest. It is better for you to be a priest to the house of one man. Is it better to be the house of one man or a priest to a tribe and a family of Israel?" And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the household idols and the graven image and went among the people. Here's this Levite who's supposed to be in Jerusalem, sold himself to Micah for 2 shekels and a shirt. And then he sells himself to the highest bidder when the Danites come by, and he just takes off willing to go. He should be in Jerusalem or in the city of the Levites where he's lived, doing what God has called him to do. But they sure aren't in God's will with these graven images, folks, these idols. The Bible says clearly the commandments that do not make for yourself any graven image. You shall have no other gods before me. So they're outside the will of God. And then they turned and departed and put the little ones out front and the livestock. This is just a way to keep them safe. And they had gotten a distance from Micah's house. And then Micah and the men, his neighbors, got together and chased after Dan. And they get in verse 23, it says that they when they saw Dan coming, they turned around and said, "What's the matter with you that you have assembled together?" He said, "You've taken away, listen to this, you have taken away my gods, little g, which I made, and the priest, who's not a priest, just an apostate Levite, and have gone away, and what do I have besides that?" Did you hear what he just got through saying? I made those gods, and yet I worship them gods to take care of me. That's just pretty foolish, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's what any of us are doing when we think that our bank account can't disappear overnight. We better be careful. If that's what you're counting on for your future, you need to think further down the road to eternity and put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ. There's not anything wrong with having being wealthy, but when your wealth keeps you from turning, Jesus said, what did he say about that? It's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than it is to get a camel. Through the eye of a needle. And some people want to say, that's that round rock and a camel had to duck down and do. I don't care what all that is. Jesus is saying it's almost impossible for a man with a lot of money to get to heaven, mm-hmm. because he cannot put his trust in Jesus Christ. His trust is in his money. Where's your trust today? Where's your hope? Where's your hope for the future? Where's your hope for your family? Are we putting our trust in Jesus Christ, or are we putting our faith and trust in a Levite, an apostate priest who's willing to sell himself for 2 shekels and a shirt, or to the highest bidder? And who's he going to leave us for? I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ will not leave you nor forsake you. He will not let you down. But anyway, after they say that, they tell him, said, "You've taken my gods." Then the Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, or the fierce men will fall upon you, and you will lose your life with the lives of your household." So the sons of Dan went on their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. They scared him. Mm-hmm. Micah and a small group of men And there were 600 Danites in this, or six, however many there was, but they let him scare them off. I just want to stop right there and just ask you, do you remember a story about Abraham? When he prayed over Sodom and Gomorrah, he prayed for Lot down there and said, God, were you going to destroy a whole town, a whole people for just, if there's just one righteous, you know, he just kept asking God, will not the God of justice do right, you know? And God just kept telling him, no, I won't. But anyway, there's these five kings and armies together, and they come and they sack Sodom and Gomorrah, and they take Lot and all of his family and all of their goods and their flocks, and they flee with them. But here's old godly Abraham. He don't have gods up on his mantle in his fireplace, in his tent, because he was he wasn't worshiping no false gods. He wasn't even a religious, he wasn't what we would call a religious man as far as laws and rules. And he was Abraham. He was the beginning of the nation of Israel. Yeah, I say all of that, just I get excited when I think about that, you know. He was worshiping the Lord God of creation. He was worshiping God. He knew God. Did he make mistakes? Yes, he was. But he trusted, yes, he did. But he trusted God. And Abraham took 300 of his shepherds, of his slaves, of his hired help, and he went after those five kings of that five armies, and he kicked their tails in the name of God and rescued them. Even Sodom, the king of Sodom, wanted to pay him, and he said, I'm not going to take anything from you. You remember that story. But folks, when we put our trust in, if Micah had been putting his, as a man of Ephraim, living in the mountains of Ephraim, had had his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord, the God, creator God of Abraham, the father of Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel, the Danites wouldn't have been nothing for him. He'd have went after them and just whooped them. And of course, if he'd have been doing that, he wouldn't have had them gods. But you get my point, right? Abraham wasn't afraid of going out in battle for the Lord. But folks, when you're worshiping false idols and first gods, you're going to live in fear. They're not going to do you a bit of good. But they took what Micah had made, and they had belonged to him, and they came to Laish, which is up northeast, very far up north, way up north. They went in there, and this place. Listen to this. They're supposed to be down at Judah, right? Listen to what they did. And they came to Laish, which is up there. They weren't even supposed to be up there. It was up north. I think it was in one of the other tribes. Then they took what Micah gave them, belonged to them, and came to Laish, to a people quiet and secure. They were quiet and secure, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burned the city with fire. And there was no one to deliver them, because it was far from Sidon. And they had no dealings with anyone. They weren't bothering anybody. They were just wanting to live in peace. And it was in a beautiful valley near Beth Rehob, and they rebuilt the city and lived in it. And they called the name of the city Dan. They even named the city Dan after their father, who was born in Israel. However, the name of the city was formerly Laish. And then here's verse 30. I want you to get a hold of this with me. And we've said all we've said for the last 30, 40 minutes. Are you ready for this, or you want to quit? Look at this. The sons of Dan set up for themselves the graven images. And we didn't know we know now who that Levite was. Jonathan. This Levite's name was Jonathan, an apostate Levite. He was the son of Gershom, who it says here was the son of Manasseh. And he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. What was the captivity of the land? When they were taken into by the Assyrians, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians in 922 and taken captive. And these people were worshiping God, these false gods, up until the day they went into captivity, which is one of the reasons they went.